We kept saying this to our next guest. Hopefully we'll get to talk to you next week because that means your team's still playing. Well, it's next week, and we're still talking to him via the Wake 'em Way hotline. Let's bring in the outstanding head baseball coach at Central Catholic, Dan Massarelli. Coach, congratulations on making it to the Final Four.
You know what? I enjoy hearing your voices every week.
That's right. You should.
That's always a good sign, right?
That's right. We're a good luck charm, Coach.
Something is.
Coach, if it ain't broke, don't
what
fix
do you do?
It. And we all know how crazy baseball players, coaches, managers are about superstition,
Let's
so we
right
didn't
want
to upset the apple cart.
Let's
you know
go
what I
right
mean?
There. Have you been eating the same thing? Have you changed your underwear in the last couple of weeks? Has anything changed?
Underwear? Who wears underwear?
Oh, that's great. Coach, a heck of a run to this point. Here you are in the Final Four. Let's go back to your last game. South Range, you come away as the winner there. Again, late inning magic with your team, getting the job done. Your pitchers rising to the occasion. Take us through that and the feeling of winning that game and knowing you were headed to state and one of the Final Four teams in Division III.
Well, that was an incredible game. I mean, South Range is a tough team, and we knew playing them was going to be a battle just like it was in 19. The game was up and down. It's kind of game of emotions, and the great thing about our team is they didn't show any emotion. You know, Jerry Johnson comes in and gives up a big tank, a light pole shot from Trey Pancake, and he just smiled and give me the ball, you know, give me the ball. And he shoved it the next couple batters, and we came and responded. And that's the character I like about this team in the tournament. They show the character of not getting down and playing for the moment.
Coach, is that an awesome name or what, though? The kid's going to Ohio State. Trey Pancake. I mean, come
Trey
on. That's a phenomenal name, isn't it?
I'm tired of hearing his name. I think he's 7 years.
But that's the thing. You guys were able to answer, and you didn't have the cleanest fielding game either against South Range, and you were able to overcome that. So, again, what's that say about the mental toughness of your team to not play their best in the biggest game of the year and still find a way to win?
That's the question that's been running through my head probably the last couple weeks. But, you know, we do the same routine here at Central with practice and getting ready for these tournaments. And we had a keynote speaker with my brother, John Massarelli, talking to the team. And this week we had Coach Lyndon Smith, who, you, as well as I know, has been there since he started coaching at Central Catholic in 87. He's been part of all the state championships except the 2015 team. So he talked to the players today, and he brought something up that just I couldn't pinpoint it, but he did it and nailed the nail on the head. And he said, play for the moment. Don't play for the outcome. Focus on the moment and don't focus on the outcome. And that's what these guys did. And he brought it to light. Like, that's what they did. They didn't worry about that kid hitting a home run. They didn't worry about getting down by two. They played for that moment, that inning, that at-bat, and that's what signified, I think, being victorious. They didn't worry. Hey, we're down to, I'm thinking about the outcome, we're going to lose this game. They did not think about that. And Coach Lynn Smith brought that up today and speaking to the team, and I thought that was a great, great way to kind of view what this team is about.
Coach, you set it up that way. And, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. His team comes from behind and wins a big game. And you talked a little bit about character. I talk about the character of the coach a lot because we see some coaches are the rah-rah guy. Some coaches like to coach by intimidation. When you're free and easy like that, and you said your guys came over and they huddled amongst themselves and you didn't do a thing. What's that say about your coaching method? And obviously it works.
You know, I don't know. I didn't know how I was going to coach until, you know, when I started coaching, and that was, I think, 1994. I was 25 years old and coaching Division II baseball in South Carolina in college. And I think that matured me. And then after that, I went to University of Akron and then pro ball. And I think the mentality of the college game and the pro game kind of set me up for high school baseball. And it is more of a laid-back atmosphere. There's always the next day plan. And, you know, at Central Catholic, we pretty much play 4 to 5 games a week. So it's kind of that same mentality. So I brought that coaching mentality to the program. You know, of course, watching Coach Lynn Smith and Coach Miller and how they ran things. And they were kind of laid-back coaches, too. You know, Coach Miller would get in the grill a little bit sometimes, but it was a thing that you would run through a wall for the guy, and same with Coach Lynn Smith. But not to the point where you're intimidating these kids. And I don't want to say I'm a player's coach, but I am a relaxed coach. We like to have fun in the dugout with all the coaches that we have. We all played at Central. Mm-hmm. We all coach together at Central. We coach some of our younger JV staff through a couple of those championships, and that's the mentality we wanted to bring, just a fun atmosphere, because it is a game.
Family.
It is a game.
It's family.
Yes, it is.
You know,
it is a family.
We're talking about this because obviously we all know what's going on in football in Stark County. Talk a little bit about what it means to be a high school kid that's playing for someone who's been at the pinnacle of success as you were. You mentioned you were in pro ball or even just playing at a big college. Talk about what that means as a high school kid when you've got respect of someone who's made it to the bigs.
Well, I don't know about all that. I don't know how much success I had there. That was only 2 years. And
doesn't matter. You got there. Look how many people never get that taste.
Yeah, it's a great feeling to have that, and I try to bring that mentality to the kids, and I want them to focus, and not so much that it is a job like it is in pro and college ball, to tell you the truth, it is a job. I don't want these kids to think that. I still want them to have fun and have ambitions. I mean, their career is going to be, let's be honest, it's going to be in that school building. They're gonna be a career guy, whether it's in business or teaching or whatnot. It's not gonna be on the baseball field. If they're lucky enough to have a pro career, great. But that career's not gonna last that long. So we really focus about the education over at Central Catholic, and this is kind of a hobby, playing the game. And so we kind of bring that mentality. Like today, you know, we kept our routine. It's the best of three series. Coach Baum's team versus Coach Heck's team. We played a wiffle ball game.
See that, Kenny? Coach, free and easy.
Coach Baum's team won the series 2-0. We played a little wiffle ball today.
Yeah.
You know, we didn't talk mechanics. We didn't talk anything. Just kind of lighten it up, release some of that pressure, that load. Now you got that other day because, you know, obviously since we're pushed back to Friday now, you know, I wanted to keep it light and easy. Tomorrow will be a little light work day, and then we'll get ready for Friday.
So wait a second. You played wiffle ball. I think Doc told us with the Perry softball team, they did the same thing. Did you get it from him, or did he get it from you?
Oh, he got it from me. If he's telling stories, read it. That's me. I didn't know.
He told us he used to take you down. He said he could strike you out like you were in Little League.
Oh,
like you
Lord,
were Jake
he's
Bowers.
Like 10, 12 years younger than me. Son of a gun. I can't wait to see him.
He didn't say that. We're just making that up.
No, go keep going with the story. We want a feud going between these two. Absolutely. We're happy to have with us the head coach at Central, Dan Massarelli. His team now will play in the D3 semis on Friday. It got pushed back from yesterday to Friday at 1 p.m. We'll have the game for everybody here on WHBC with John Bazika calling the action. So what does that do, if anything, Coach? Is it a positive? Does it help rest your pitchers? Is it a negative? Give me your thoughts of getting pushed back a day.
No, you know, something we talk about the kids today is, you know, if you can't control it, don't worry about it.
Right.
And so we can't control what happens with the weather. We can't control what happens with the BP times and our infield, outfield times over there. You know, just worry about the things that you can control. And so we kind of stressed that today about, hey, it is what it is. Pitching-wise, I think everyone's going to be in the same boat. You know, they spread this out pretty good, that you're still going to have your ones and your twos all fresh and ready to go. The only thing it does, I think, is hurt is maybe mentally, because they're anxious. They're kids. They're young. They want to get after it. They want this thing to be moving. They want to see the outcome already, I think. So we try to train them in the brain that if you can't control it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. So that's what we try to preach to them today, mainly about things with the weather, especially in Northeast Ohio. What are you going to do?
All right, so you're playing, I believe it's Archbold, if I'm pronouncing that right. What do you know about your next opponent on Friday, if anything?
You know what? We honestly don't know much about them. They're up there in the Northwest near Toledo. We don't know any teams that play them, and we play a lot of the teams up in Cleveland area, but none of those coaches even know a thing about them as well. I don't even know if they're in the conference, but, you know, no matter what their record is, they're in the Final Four. They got to be pretty darn good. So, you know, whoever's made it this far, it's there is pretty much no underdogs. It's going to be Goliaths all out there, and whoever can execute is going to win the game. So we just kind of going to go about that aspect, and hopefully we come out victorious.
You know, how cool for your kids to play at Canal Park too, right? Hopefully for two more games, Coach.
Yes. That's a great experience playing in that venue like that. And, you know, some of these kids might not be able to ever play in a venue like that. So it's going to be a great experience. And again, Coach Linson talked about, you know, you're going to get there and you're going to be ooh and ah and wow and all this. And you know, that's the sort of things you got to be able to keep mentally controlled. And it's the same baseball diamond. Everything's the same dimensions. Outfield might be a little deeper, might be a few more seats, but I'm sure that, you know, the fan base, it's high school baseball, it's going to be the same amount of people. So, you know, just suck it up, go out there, play the game like you know how to play, and don't worry about your atmosphere.
Coach, you get over there about noon, you pull a Norman Dale on those kids. How far from that home plate to first base? And you measure it out just like in the movie Hoosiers. And if you want, I'll show up. I'll play the theme song over the sound system, and they'll go crazy.
Exactly. That's a good point. Yeah, that's exactly good analogy right there.
See that?
What I said about that one. Yeah, I just hope these kids go out there and have fun, play for that moment, you know, and hopefully my good buddy Jason Perry gets those T-shirts hot printed up at Ejo's over there on Tusk.
I got something else for you. Talking about Tusk, here's another thing. You win that game, your other buddy Greg Falcone going to have some filet steaks for you, just like he did for the Perry girls softball. But I'm going to throw this at him, too.
Wait.
What?
They got steak?
Oh, no. They got filet.
Not just steak. Yeah, filet for winning the state title.
Here's the
yeah.
deal. You tell Greg Falcone, or I'll call him right now, tell him we want surf and turf.
Holy Well, I got June Heinzer down here at the Cameo Grill feeding the team tonight at 6 o'clock. You
nice.
Know, they're all Central grads, the Heinzer family down there in Mass.
Sure.
They're feeding us, but I don't think they have fillets down at the Cameo, but that's darn burger in Massillon probably.
No question about that. Get the burger tonight. Get the steak filet a little bit later on and enjoy that. And we're going to have the game for everybody Friday at 1 p.m. right here on WHBC. John Pazica with the call, and he's a good luck charm, Coach. He's called the Louisville Softball State Championship game. He called the Perry State Championship game the other day, so we're hoping he brings you the good luck, and we're hoping our good luck carries over into this game. But I think it's more about your kids, your preparation, and also, Coach, how much has the schedule you played all season long helped you at this point of the season?
Oh, I think that schedule contributes a lot. I mean, this year, you know, we played all the Federal League teams, whether it was exhibition game or a regular season game, except Jackson this year. You know, we played the Iggies, we played the Dovers. You look at Canton South, they went all the way to the districts. I think we've played maybe four teams that were Division III or IV the whole season. The rest were twos and ones. So I really think that contributes to a lot to the success of these guys, playing the tougher schedule, playing the D1s, playing the D2s. That gets us ready. And I try to preach these guys, and I know they're kids, and I know they don't get it, but we play 27-game schedule, and these are 27 exhibition games. This schedule gets you ready for June. That's what you're playing for. It doesn't matter. Everyone gets in. So play that schedule, get ready for Division III tournament baseball, and I think that schedule allows us to be so successful. And so – that's why we like to do here at Central Catholic, and you know, we'll play the best. We don't care who you are.
I love to hear that. And last thing, Coach, is I always ask this question to our guests. What's it going to take? Give me a couple of keys for you guys to get that win on Friday in advance to that D3 state final game.
Preparation, execution, limit the team to 3 outs. That's it.
Well, you've done a pretty good job of that so far this year, and it's got you to this point. We wish you nothing but the best on Friday. Everybody will hear it right here on WHBC starting at 1 o'clock. Coach, good luck on Friday.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. Hopefully we can have a post-game interview on whenever you guys do it, Saturday or Sunday, whenever the heck it is.
Sounds great. Coach, best of luck, and we'll talk soon, all right?
All right. Thank you, sir. Thanks for having me.